Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm
bad. I'm He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Doug Barry is here, ladies and gentlemen. Doug is a great member of our Brain Trust. And he's been with us now for more than 11 years, and he works for the Department of Commerce, but he's got a new job, and I don't think I have the correct title in front of me, so I'm going to let him tell us what that is. Doug Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Not much of a title. It's really I'm a senior international trade specialist in the Global Knowledge Center.
Global. That's the part I didn't have on the new.
I hope I can impart some knowledge, but your earlier speaker was a little intimidating. First of all, calling from China, and second of all, saying that the internet generation has sort of reduced our attention spans to a couple of minutes, so I better talk fast.
I know it, no kidding. Yeah, and what's even more irritating about guys like David Chin is he's just a pup. He's just a kid.
It sounded like he was one of these young guys.
Yeah,
right?
He's just one of these
Generation Xers.
These young whippersnappers is taking the world by storm.
That's right. You've just, of course, dated me by saying I'm a member of your Brain Trust for
right.
11 years.
I have clothes older than David Chin's.
So. And your audience members are probably imagining this wizened, withered individual sitting on his with a blanket over him.
Marshback is what they say about me. Hey, Doug, thanks for hanging out with us. And one of the things that I want you to report on for us are some of the changes in the charging of duties for products that are coming in to port, wherever they may be coming, either exporting or importing. What's going on in that world?
Yes, they haven't changed yet, but the emphasis certainly is on changing them. And I just found out the other day.
Start from the beginning, because we're not. Yes. This is not a world we're used to talking about.
Exactly. Okay. So first, there's a lot of. I mean, previous speakers were talking about e-commerce and such, and a tremendous amount of volume. I think e-commerce is probably going to reach the $2 trillion mark worldwide this year. That's T for trillion, and it's increasing 20 or 30% every year. So a lot of this value is in small packages that are carried by, you know, the likes of UPS, FedEx, DHL,
right.
So forth. And I'm sure that some of your customers, your listeners this morning, today, have been sending small packages to
right.
customers outside the country.
Right.
And there is a minimal value on each package under which duties and taxes aren't charged. So they go through more quickly, they get to the customer faster. In the United States, that value, which is called de minimis, a Latin term which basically means
small.
Not worth much, is $200. So anything that you get that is under $200, you, the recipient, the customer, don't have to pay duties and taxes on it.
Good.
That's for the United States.
That's coming into the United States.
Coming in. And going out, each country has its own de minimis limit. And around the world, it varies from $1, on which no duties and taxes will be charged, to $1,000. And the U.S. is sort of, you know, in the lower middle there, but the majority of countries are under $200 at which duties and taxes
right.
are charged. So there are three different efforts underway now to raise these limits. And when you raise the limit, the obvious benefit is that you don't have a bunch of customs people with the green
right.
eye shades looking at each thing that goes through and having to record them.
You got freer trade more, and it's applied more along the lines of how trade is being done today.
Exactly. And some studies have been done that showed if the de minimis values, say, for example, in the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Area, APEC, which consists of 21 countries in the Asia-Pacific region, if everyone increased the limit to $200, these 21 countries would enjoy a $30 billion
wow.
worth of economic benefits.
Wow.
It's big money.
Is this why it costs so much for us to ship a book to Canada from America? Is Canada's,
yeah, well, one of the reasons.
Canada, I know, but it's very expensive to send
it
a
is.
Book. But now the new legislation is going to try to raise this to $800, right?
That is correct.
All right, so folks, this is good news. And isn't this an interesting way to think about trade in terms of e-commerce and how the trade barriers are affecting e-commerce? We're going to get Doug to share some more of these ideas with us coming back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.